Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. He's been waiting pins and needles to give us this exciting forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, not too exciting. little drizzle left over. That's about it.
Yeah.
There could be a shower. Clouds, 55 to 60. So at least mild today. Cloudy tonight, 40. Cloudy and windy tomorrow. Showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. And then behind the cold front, variably cloudy and windy. Some showers on Friday. We're in the mid-50s again. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, highs, low 50s. Easter Sunday, sun with increasing cloudiness, and the highs 55 to 60. We expect rain Sunday night and into Monday. So we should bail out okay for the Easter weekend.
Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to church anyway.
That's true. Although I've heard in some states, you know, because I do weather in other states around the country, they are allowing church services, and I don't know how they're doing that.
Well, it's called faith in God, and
I just heard a story this morning about a gentleman who was inducted. I forgot his name. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame a few years back. So him and his wife took off, and they went to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And after Mardi Gras, they left. They're driving home. And they got to North Carolina. And he started taking very sick. So they had to stop in North Carolina. They put him in intensive care. He was in intensive care for 8 days. And he just passed away. Recently passed away. 57 years old.
Oh, John Prine just died last night.
John was
71 years old. He had it seems like musicians who travel a lot and who greet crowds a lot and who are on crowds a lot, they are taking a real hit on, I'm telling you, in this crisis. It's amazing how many well-known, entrenched musicians have passed from the coronavirus. It's absolutely astounding.
As you know, all concerts have been canceled, you know. Everything is just literally shut down the way it should be until this whole thing, until the, quote, tidal wave passes over and everything begins to calm down. According to our governor, he thinks we are plateauing as we speak. So he said that's a good idea, but he brings through a very good point. He said, that does not mean we're out of the woods in any way, shape, or form. He said, because the minute you let your guard down, the counts will again start going up. And, plateauing will again be climbing the mountain. So everybody has to be very, very diligent and be careful. I don't know if you've been doing this, Marshall, but at 7 o'clock in the evening, a lot of our neighbors, we've all been going outside and we've been clapping, blowing horns, banging pans, to salute our first responders.
I'm asleep.
We've been doing that, and it's really nice to see everybody. Salute them. I just hope they know that this is going on in many parts of the United States.
Well, if they don't, the bears and the deer do.
Yeah, that's for sure. By the way, talking about that, the count is now up to 27.
27. Mm-hmm. 27 what?
At Pat's cabin.
Oh, 27 mice?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to have to burn down that cabin and build a sealed one.
David texted me yesterday, and he said there are only 4 traps left. He said, and I'm not setting any new ones. I said, great. And, I emailed him last night, and he emailed me back this morning. And he said, I definitely could see why you're so disgusted. He said, but I assure you, he said, by the time the summer comes, he said, we will have your cabin pretty much mouse-proof. He said, you can count on my word. I said, all right, fine. So he's aimed to do it. Yeah, he built his cabin. He bought a cabin on the other side of the lake about 6 years ago. And it was really pretty run down. And he was a professor in college. And one of the classes that he taught was woodworking. So, you know, he's a carpenter and he does beautiful work. You should see his cabin. I mean, it's small, but inside and out, just impeccable. And he said to me, he said, Pat, I built my cabin, really redid my cabin from top to bottom. It took me 5 years. I did it by myself. He said, but my cabin is so tight, he said, that we're lucky air could get into it. And it's 5 years to the date. And of course, he doesn't have that problem. And he said he'll try to do the same with mine.
There you go.
So there we go. Lucky to have a friend like him. So that's it. He also sent me a clip this morning, and I thought I'd bring it to people, refresh their memory. I'm sure they've seen it. He sent me a clip this morning, and I watched it, and I did laugh, from All in the Family with Archie. When Archie had to go into the hospital to get a hernia operation. And he was laying in bed, and the nurse approaches him, at least what he thinks is a nurse. And it turns out that she is a doctor and assisting his doctor. Not only does she have to give him an injection in the back, but now she has to shave him. It was just hysterical. Very hysterical. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 very funny. You know, if it wasn't for Archie Bunker and his facial remarks and everything, I don't know if it would be as funny. But it was funny. And it's nice to laugh. And, you know, you have to just keep laughing, folks, and hope that hope. And I know we will. And we'll just get through this. This is what, week four, Marshall? Is this week four for us?
Yeah, we're entering week five. But, you know, yesterday I made a mistake in an announcement on the air, and I felt so bad after it. I corrected it right away. Mm-hmm. There was a Rite Aid in North Canaan. I don't know why the corporations did this. In the middle of a pandemic, Walgreens took over a Rite Aid, right?
Okay.
So in the middle of a pandemic, they're doing a stock switchover. They've got people all over the place, and the word has it that there were a couple of sick people that were working there that self-quarantined, okay, because they just wanted to make sure that they self-quarantined.
Yeah.
But instead of just shutting down the store when they heard that a couple of the employees self-quarantined, instead of just shutting down the store, bringing in and letting people know that, hey, we're just doing this in precaution because, you know, you're our customers, we want to keep, they just kept the store open until, and then they finally shut it down the day before yesterday for one night and brought in a cleaning crew. But there's corporate America. What a dumb thing to do in the middle of a pandemic to be doing that. And then when you find out that a couple of your employees are sick and that they're self-quarantining. Now, that doesn't mean that they have it, but still they're self-quarantining. So what you want to do in a small town that spreads, that news spreads.
Right.
Just put a sign on the door saying, hey, listen, we found out a couple of our employees were sick during this changeover. We're also going to deep clean the store and be closed for a couple of days. Did they do that? No. Did I call them and give them a chance to refute the story? Yes. You know what I got from them?
Go ahead.
No comment. We're just deep cleaning the store and changing the stock over. No comment. How stupid is that? They should. You know. Anyways, but this whole pandemic has brought about, and then you have other stores now. Le Bon's, on top of everything else that they're doing, they now have the, you know, those temperature readers that they have at the airport.
Yeah.
Now, whenever their staff comes in, every staff member has to get their temperature taken. And anybody who comes into the store, and they only allow 20 people at a time, has to get their temperature taken. If they've got a temperature, they can't get in. And if they don't want to get their temperature taken, they're not going to be allowed in the store. Some people are upset about that. I think that's smart. You know, they're trying to protect everybody.
Well, it's smart. When last week when my doctor... my ex-doctor wrote to me. He told me that taking the temperature in no way, shape, or form is any kind of guarantee.
Nope.
He said he pretty much called it hogwash.
Yeah, but it's hogwash. Yeah, but anybody that's
but it's at least a line of defense.
That's right. Exactly right. It's something. It's something to protect people that are coming into these stores. It's something that you can do. Anybody's got a fever, you're not going to be in there, so you won't give your fever to somebody else. So,
right.
All right, Pat, we're out of time already.
Yep. Okay. Well, Everybody, again, be safe. You know the drill. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
We'll be here, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.